What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Sabres Canadiens game 4 tonight in Montreal. Buffalo looking to avoid going down 3-1 in the series. Lindy Ruff speaking yesterday on the team's mindset after the back-to-back losses.
Playoffs is about the next game. It's not about the past one. The only thing we can control now is game 4. And I think game 4, we've answered a lot of questions this year about, you know, tough situations and adversity early in the year. And, you know, even after our 10-game winning streak, a terrible game in Columbus, and, you know, we've put together 6-game winning streaks and 3-game, and I'm really confident in the group. So it's all about tomorrow.
They've been able to bounce back so many times. You got to believe that they can do it again. One of the big questions, though, who is going to get the start in net?
I'm going to stick with what I said. He had nothing to do with the loss. He made a lot of great saves inside the game. That game could have been, they had a couple point blank he made tremendous saves on. I would like to change a couple forward and a couple D maybe during the game, but we don't have that option.
All right. We'll see. Might not know for a while if, what changes are going to be made.
Right.
Got to pay attention to what's going on in the warm-ups, but puck drops a little after 7 o'clock tonight.
All right, I get the argument for keeping Lyon in net and for changing it up and bringing UPL in.
What do you think?
See what he does. I kind of favor switching up the goalie just to give them a fresher start.
I'm a fan of it, too. I always get weary. You know, something works so well for you throughout the year. And, I mean, the Sabres, for a big stretch, were just playing every other day with the two goalies. And they were performing
rotating
so well.
Yes.
I'm always a little weary. You get too far away from that, it might mess something up.
Yeah. Give Lukanen another chance. We'll see. But, of course, we won't find out until probably just before the game, right?
Yeah, it's probably when it's going to happen.
They don't announce them early in the
day.
Playing inside Bell Center in Montreal can be intimidating for players. And turns out you could say the same thing for visiting fans. We have more on that from WBEN's Jim Fink.
It took Amherst Trevor Feger all of a nanosecond to figure out why Montreal is called, quote, the Cathedral of Hockey. Feger was one of just a handful of Buffalo Sabres fans who made their way to Sunday's playoff game at the Bell Center.
Everybody was talking to us. They're saying, you guys are the only ones here. And they all respected us for making the trip out and kind of going into the belly of the beast.
For the most part, the Bell Center was awash in a sea of red and white Habs jerseys. But Feger said he did see an occasional blue and gold Sabres jersey. Feger and his two buddies bought their tickets online while driving to Montreal on Sunday. They each paid about $300 U.S. to sit in the Bell Center's upper deck, Section 311. It was a great experience, final score notwithstanding, Feger said.
Yeah, they're the most passionate fans in the game of hockey, you can say it. They are so knowledgeable, and they're also some of the nicest people I've ever met.
The only downside, the Sabres lost 6-2 to Montreal. Game 4 is tonight, with the Habs having a 2-1 lead in the series. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
All right. Just before the wrongful death case was set to go to trial, the family of firefighter Jason Arno has reached a settlement with the city of Buffalo. Under the settlement, the city will pay the Arno family $5.9 million. Arno died in March of 2023 while responding to the massive fire at 745 Main Street downtown. The wrongful death suit filed by Arno's widow. The settlement, which still must be approved by the Common Council, will be made in 3 installments over the next 3 years.
The city of Buffalo is spending $1 million on new turnout gear for firefighters. Firemen and their union joined Mayor Ryan yesterday for the announcement. The new protective gear is without PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. These toxins were used inside firefighting suits because of their resistance to heat, water, oil, and contamination. But research has linked repeated exposure to an increased risk of cancer. Buffalo Fire Chief Dan Pizarro.
It's big on morale, too, to know that the administration is investing into their firefighters. They put their lives on the line every day, and that's not just a cliche. But they need the tools and the gear, and that comes from us as the administration.
The $1 million would buy around 330 sets of new turnout gear over the course of a few years.
While passengers aboard the cruise ship at the center of the Hantavirus outbreak have returned to the U.S. to be medically quarantined.
18 Americans arrived at the University of Nebraska Medical Center for evaluations, and one of those passengers who tested positive and later negative for hantavirus before returning to the U.S. has been placed in a Nebraska biocontainment unit as a precaution. Another person who was experiencing symptoms, even though they tested negative, was taken to a biocontainment facility at Emory University in Atlanta. Observation is expected to last 42 days, the maximum incubation period for the strain of hantavirus outbreak on that cruise ship.
Hantavirus has no known cure and a high mortality rate, though CDC officials have stated the disease poses a much lower risk to the public than COVID did back in 2020. But imagine that quarantine after being on that cruise for so long.
Right.
Now over a month in quarantine in Nebraska.
My gosh.
I wonder what they're feeding them. Do you get to choose your menu?
I hope they do. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. China preparing to welcome President Trump for a meeting between the leaders today. These are the two world's biggest economies.
A Chinese government spokesman is promising an in-depth exchange of views when President Trump meets his counterpart Xi Jinping. There's no doubt that one of the topics will be Iran. China, a major purchaser of Iranian oil, has seen crude oil imports fall 20% year on year as a result of the conflict. It's called for a complete cessation of hostilities. But the multi-day visit will have room for other issues too. The White House is inviting the CEOs of Tesla and Apple on the trip, which it's hoped will see multiple business deals signed. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Well, the full bill schedule will be released later in the week, but we know when the first game at the new stadium is going to be. Buffalo set to host Detroit Thursday night of week two. That's September 17th, first game at the new stadium. Full schedule set to be released Thursday night, but now we know the home opener, which is always a big event around here.
Oh, it will be.
Thursday night. I've seen a lot of complaints like, Thursday, wish it was a Sunday, you know, wish we had one of these other days. I don't know. Home opener and the first game at the new stadium.
It needs to be a primetime event.
It needs to be a primetime event. I just don't think anybody going is going to have a hard time making, you know, some things move around to be able to
take a day off,
celebrate that game,
right?
Or something like that,
yeah,
right?
You're going to make it an event. It's more than a game.
You've got 4 months' notice. To make this whole thing happen, I feel like everyone's going to be okay. But Buffalo, Detroit too. It's, you know, got a lot of marquee names on the schedule.
Yeah,
schedule comes out. We just spoke with Nick Giamuso, VIP Ticks. Will be interesting to see, you know, the seating chart. What exactly, you know, tickets cost? Where they're going to be? Of any that are available to the public that haven't been sold as season tickets, which, you know, we
like the standing room area.
Standing room.
That was a great point.
They didn't sell the entire stadium for season tickets. So, you know, where are those extra seats? That'll be interesting to see. And then also the away schedule, trips to Las Vegas, trips to Green Bay, which a lot of Bills fans, you know, like to make. Las Vegas comes around every 4 years, but Green Bay every 8 years, you know, one of those. It's kind of like a Sabres fan going to Montreal, a Bills fan going to Green Bay. You know, one of those cathedrals of the sport that
it
you want
really
to go
is.
See.
Absolutely is.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for temperatures rising quickly into the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Lots of sunshine to start out, but clouds will increase this afternoon with scattered showers arriving this evening. It won't be as cold tonight with temperatures dropping down into the mid to upper 40s. Hit or miss showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with milder highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers winding down on Thursday with cooler highs in the low 50s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Nick Giamuso, owner of VIP Ticks, is on the Bison Automotive live line this morning talking about the Bills schedule. We'll get the whole schedule Thursday night, but we do know that the Bills open week two at the new Highmark Stadium against the Lions September 17th, a Thursday night. Nick, tickets will be going on sale. At what price?
Ooh, it's hard to imagine. Fans are going to have sticker shock. It seems prices are expensive. We're looking in the secondary market at prices of $650 and up. You know, it's to be expected. We've got a new stadium. You know, everybody wants to get in there and experience a new stadium. They're excited about it, and the Bills have been playing well. And it translates, unfortunately, to super high ticket prices.
Yeah, and I can't imagine there's that many tickets on the secondary market right now. I mean, that being said, there's a long way till the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just getting started. You know, last night was they put tickets on sale unexpectedly for the home opener, and, you know, calls started coming in and emails started coming in. Season ticket holders, a big part of our business is selling tickets for season ticket holders, and, you know, they want to recoup some of their investment, but will they sell the first game? And that's the question. But so there won't be a lot of tickets in the secondary market, we expect, for, this season, it seems.
Do you think this is just for the home opener, these prices, or do you expect these prices to kind of continue beyond that?
You know, I expect, Susan, I expect prices to continue at least for this year. Once it settles down and people get into the new stadium, you know, we'll see more tickets come into the secondary market for sure. But, you know, we've got 11,000 less seats. So automatically that drives prices up. You've got 11,000 new less seats in the stadium. And the NFL has decided to cater to, you know, suite holders and provide club experiences. And there's less seats for, you know, us common folks.
Yeah, how interesting is this week going to be? You know, we're always so focused on the schedule. I might be more focused on when tickets go on sale at the new stadium because, we haven't really seen it before. We don't know how many are going to be made available or what the price level is going to be for each of these games and each of these, you know, levels of seats.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. And that's the question is, you know, we know that there's 60,000 seats in the new stadium, and how many tickets are going to become available to the general public? And that's the question. And, you know, right now we're seeing prices in the secondary market of $650 and up. If you want to sit on the 50-yard line in the lower level, we're almost talking $2,000 and up. So, you know, it seems that Buffalo fans have experienced sticker shock from the Sabres, and now we're rolling into to the Buffalo Bills.
The question is, will those prices be sustained, or will they go up or come down before the opener?
Well, we think that once we see more tickets come into the market, and they will, you're going to see prices settle down a little bit. And, I wouldn't buy now into the secondary market if you can get. But even at the Buffalo Bills, I mean, I think ticket prices are going to be sky high. So whether you buy from the primary or the secondary, I think, this year is not going to be a good one as far as ticket prices go.
We don't even really know what the team's plans are for standing room in the new stadium, because we know that there's going to be room for that. They're going to be able to sell those tickets for standing room only, but they haven't really said how much, if that's going to change for every game or what the plan is.
Yeah, we don't know. And that's a new experience at the new stadium is the standing room and experience of the game that way. But so we don't know.
They're cheaper than the World Cup, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, the World Cup is astronomical. You know, we handle the World Cup through the years, through the last 32 years. We've handled it all over the world. And this one, wow. It's in America, and they think they can capitalize on, you know, our disposable income here, and prices are sky high for the World Cup.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Say no more, right? Hey, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it. Nick Giammuso with VIP Ticks joining us live here on WBEM with a look at what Bills tickets might be like for the upcoming year.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.